You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So the reason that we gave Mahasid HaShekid, what was the purpose? Why? Half a shekel, why? Become one? What does that mean? Why everybody gave half?
Complete.
What do you mean? $5, it doesn't do anything? $5 is not complete? What does that mean? How do you learn this?
They didn't really with the will.
The intention was right, the pure. But that was the unity that we give half that creating achdut unity. But it doesn't make sense. Why? Because you give $2, so the other $2 doesn't worth anything. No. So what does it mean? Half. What does half a shekel mean?
Yeah, well,
half?
Half is not complete.
Why not? $5 is not complete?
Half. No. It's not the point of how much the amount of the shekel is worth.
What does half mean?
Half. Half means I'm not complete.
Understand? No, in practicality, when you give half a shekel, so half a shekel is what? $5, let's say. It's not complete. $5 you cannot buy, you cannot spend. Fine. What does a half a shekel mean? What does a half a
shekel?
I understand, but what a half a shekel means? No. We heard this already. What does half a shekel means? Half a shekel is not usable.
It is usable.
So what do you mean that it's incomplete? Huh? What does it mean? Huh? What does it mean? Like, let's say you take a dollar and cut it in half. You can spend it?
No.
No? You can spend like you cut a quarter in half. You can spend it?
No.
Yes?
No.
Ah, so now you're talking. Here, when he says half a shekel, that means a currency that is cut in half. It's not usable. That's what it means. So here, when Ribbono Shel Olam said to give half a shekel, that means you cut a dollar in half or a quarter in half. So it's not usable. So that means by other half, I can use it. So let's say somebody comes to me and says, oh, I found your other half a dollar. Aren't you happy? Or half a $100 bill.
Very happy.
Very happy. So that's what exactly it means. It's very interesting that when Ribbono Shel Olam uprooted the mountain over our head, so Gemara Shabbat brings, Sham Yehi Gevuratchem. It says that over there, it will be your burial place. Sham or Po? Which one?
Po.
So how come he says Sham? Gemara says that Hashem told them when the mountains over their head, like a gushkup, says Sham, here we are. What do you mean Sham? Po. No? So why he says over there? Why? So here, Gemara is teaching us, Ribbono Shel Olam says, as long as you're united together, even a mountain over your head, nothing's going to happen to you. But if you go over there and you scatter and you're not united, then you're in trouble. Hashem Baruch said, as long as you together, you have achdut, nothing's going to happen. Even the mountain over your head. But if you separate it from one another, create a machloket, then Sham, Chas V'Shalom, over there, you're going to be in trouble. Yeah. So that's the message that we have to have in mind. That Bezat Hashem, Ashbaruch Hu, Yizakeh Otanu, Be'avat Chinam, Bezat Hashem, Yeshuot, Besamachot, Kol Am Yisrael, Amen Ki Yatzon. Chodesh Tov U'Mevorach.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.